7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, your host, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the things that we as human beings should strive for is the search for truth, is the search for reality. For between truth and reality, there is no difference. Reality is truth and truth is reality. But in order for us to see that there is effort that is required, that at times we need to remove the dust from our eyes, the shades from our eyes, in order to see the reality. Those shades being, for example, the way we were brought up, certain things that we see as fact, when in fact they are not fact. They are just fiction, or certain things that have been built up in us that we need to kind of break down. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a journey of a person towards the truth which he felt that he found. A journey of a person who was brought up in one way, having to break down all of that which he had learned in order to accept another path that he saw as being the truth. This is something important, and it's something that is extremely difficult to do. And alhamdulillah, this person was able to do so. And in this book, he tells his story, that this is how I was guided. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be mentioning the book and the author. So please stay tuned.
حب أهل البيت فرض عندنا وبهذا الحب لا نخشى المحن وبهذا الحب لا نخشى المحن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we would like to introduce is titled Then I Was Guided. It is a very famous book. I'm sure many of our listeners have heard this title. It was written by a scholar, Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi, or Al-Samawi. And he is of Tunisian descent. What is something very peculiar to me is that I've read this book many times, and I've never ever found the translator of this book. Nowhere is it written, even though I searched for it before this program, and I could not find it. Maybe the person wished to remain anonymous. Allahu alam. But the translator of this book is not known exactly who it is. Nor in the book is it mentioned. So anyway, Sheikh Tijani mentions the reason for this book. And he said that this is, or rather, the description of this book, and then there is a dedication. So the description is, this is an autobiographical account of Sayyid Tijani's search for knowledge, which aims to remove some of the barriers that exist between the schools of thought of the Ahl al-Sunnah and the Shia by clearing misconceptions about Shiism. So now we understand that Sheikh Tijani was a Sunni. He then became Shia, and this is the journey that he took and the reasons why he chose that particular path. And he has a dedication. And this, in fact, is the method by which this book should be read. It is very important that this is followed. He writes, dedication. My book is a modest piece of work. It is a story of a journey, a story of a new discovery, not a technical or natural discovery, one in the field of religious and philosophical schools. Since any discovery is based primarily on a healthy mind and clear comprehension, which distinguishes human beings from all other creatures, I would like to dedicate this book to every healthy mind A mind which puts truth to the test and knows it from wrong. A mind which weighs all that has been said in the scale of justice and always comes out in favor of reason. A mind which compares words and sayings and has the ability to distinguish between the logical and the not so logical, and between the strong and the feeble. Allah, the Most High, has said, "Those who listen to the saying and follow the best of it, those are guided by, and they are the mindful." To all those I dedicate this book, hoping that Allah, praise be to Him, the Most High, opens our minds before our eyes to guide us, to enlighten our hearts, to show us clearly the right way so we follow it, and to show us clearly the wrong so we avoid it, and accepts us with His good servants, for He listens and He answers. Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. So please stay tuned for a small section from within the contents of this book in our next segment.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we are discussing is titled Then I Was Guided, written by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. His journey from becoming Sunni to Shi'i. I met the author on many occasions, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him. So one of the important things about this book, and is a lesson for all of us, is the initial start of the research of Sheikh Tijani. What caused him to partake in the research of finding the truth? This is an important lesson for all of us. It was a meeting that Sheikh Tijani had with an Iraqi scholar on a boat that they were taking. They were journeying on a boat together and they were going somewhere, I can't remember exactly where. The actions and behavior of this particular Iraqi scholar motivated Sheikh Tijani to go and find the truth. So we see the effects of our behaviors on others is extremely important. So we quote here from the meeting between Sheikh Tijani and this Iraqi scholar. So they had a conversation. So this is before, obviously, they arrived in Iraq for their boat journey and so on. So the Iraqi teacher then smiled. So there was this conversation, and Iraqi teacher told him he was Shia. Then Sheikh Tijani got very upset and angry. Why are you telling me this? If you knew you were Shia, I would not have spoken to you. So on this, the Iraqi teacher then smiled and told me that he was a Shia. I was a little disturbed by his answer and thoughtlessly said, "If I knew you were Shia, I would not have spoken to you." He asked, "Why?" I replied, "Because you are not Muslims. You worship Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the moderates among you worship Allah, but do not believe in the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You curse the archangel Gabriel for betraying what he was entrusted with. Instead of delivering the message to Ali, he gave it to Muhammad." I continued with this type of anecdote while my companion listened carefully, at times smiling and at times showing his astonishment. When I finished talking, he asked me again, "Are you a teacher teaching students?" I answered, "Yes." He said, "If that is what the teachers think, then we cannot blame the ordinary people who barely have any education." I said, "What do you mean?" He answered, "I beg your pardon, but from where did you get all of these false allegations?" I told him that my information came from famous history books and the rest is common knowledge. Then he said, "Well, let us leave the people. But could you tell me what books have you read?" I started mentioning a few books such as those by Ahmed Amin, Fajr al-Islam, Duha al-Islam, and Dhuhur al-Islam, and many others. And then obviously the conversation continued until the story goes on. And I really, you know, recommend our dear listeners just to read the introduction to this book, even if you don't actually read the actual contents. The introduction is something worth reading. Inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
Thank you.